This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. This week we have debated the impact of making fun of heavy people or using derogatory names, such as Mr. Trump's referring to Miss Mercado, a beauty queen, as Miss Piggy. He claims the comment was his attempt to encourage her to lose weight. But this sort of logic, that embarrassing a heavy person, calling them names or pointing out to them that they're heavy, will somehow help them to lose weight, is nuts. Being overweight is a heavily stigmatized characteristic. In fact, for this commentary, I struggled with what term to use for those who are heavy. Heavy people often provoke feelings such as disgust or anger or blame. They're often the source of derogatory humor. Surveys suggest the public assumes they are lazy, gluttonous, and undisciplined. Well, research suggests that doctors and other health professionals hold some of those same beliefs. In fact, the one group that doctors and medical students dislike caring for most are the obese. And therefore, it should be no surprise that the one place heavy people dislike going most is the doctor's office. Not only are they asked to step on a scale to be weighed, often in an open area, but then the nurse needs to go find that extra large blood pressure cuff. And nurses and doctors seem uninhibited about making critical comments about how heavy a person is. With a third of adults classified as obese and the numbers rising, the problem is serious. The medical team doesn't make fun of some people because of their skin color or their accents or their gender affiliation, but somehow making fun of the overweight seems to be fair game in the doctor's office, in the radiology suite, and in the operating room. Negative messages are conveyed through our words, but also through our nonverbal behaviors. Yes, there are many times when being obese is not conducive to being healthy, but we all need to look beyond the weight to the person. Many heavy people would like nothing more than to lose weight, but it ain't easy. Like the public, healthcare professionals hold strong negative attitudes and stereotypes about the obese. The problem is that these attitudes, both conscious and unconscious, influence our judgment, behaviors, and clinical decision-making. Instead of providing care, doctors regularly scold patients and make them feel like children. Some doctors don't even examine a heavy person, assuming that their problems are all weight-related. Just lose some weight and the knee pain, the depression, the cough, the headaches, whatever it is, will go away. Hello, heavy people get sick just like everybody else, and often it has nothing to do with their weight. Healthcare providers are not self-aware of their negative feelings toward fat people. What we know about behavior change of any sort is that compassion, understanding, and listening are always the first steps toward success. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.